World currencies have shaped the way nations trade, grow, and connect. From the gold standard to modern digital currencies, each type of currency tells the story of economic evolution. In this chapter, we'll explore how these currencies function, their classifications, and their profound impact on global trade and finance. Understanding the evolution and characteristics of currency is essential to grasp how global trade and economies function. By exploring the differences between traditional and digital currencies, as well as the role of regulations and technologies like blockchain, you will gain a comprehensive view of the financial systems shaping our world. These objectives will guide you through key concepts, from historical developments to modern innovations, empowering you to analyze and evaluate the future of currency and trade with confidence. Currency has been a cornerstone of trade and commerce for over 3,000 years, replacing the inefficiencies of bartering systems. It is defined as a medium of exchange, issued by governments and accepted at face value. Key characteristics of currency include its role as legal tender, a medium of exchange, and a store of value, making it indispensable in both domestic and international markets. Currencies are classified into fiat money, which is trust-based and government-issued, and commodity money, which derives value from its intrinsic worth, like gold or silver. Examples of widely recognized currencies include the US dollar, euro, and Indian rupee. Globally, 180 national currencies are in circulation, with ISO codes ensuring standardization and reducing confusion in trade. Currencies can be classified into three main types: fiat money, commodity money, and virtual currencies. Fiat money is government-issued legal tender with no intrinsic value, relying entirely on trust in the issuing authority. Commodity money, on the other hand, has intrinsic value and was historically backed by physical commodities like gold or silver. Virtual currencies are a modern innovation, existing only in digital form and often decentralized, like Bitcoin. Each type of currency reflects the economic and technological context of its time, from early barter systems to today's digital economy. Understanding these classifications helps us appreciate the evolution and diversity of monetary systems. Modern currency has several defining characteristics that make it essential in today's economy. Firstly, it is uniformly worthless in itself, as it is not backed by physical commodities like gold or silver. Governments designate currency as legal tender, ensuring its acceptance for financial transactions. It circulates freely within the issuing country's economy. Modern currency serves as a widely accepted medium of exchange. The value of currency is dynamic, constantly fluctuating in relation to other currencies due to market forces. Some currencies, like the US dollar, are globally accepted, making them highly versatile. Additionally, branded currencies, such as airline points, represent a unique category used for specific purposes but are not recognized as legal tender. These features collectively highlight the evolving and multifaceted nature of modern currency. The principle of lex monetae allows each sovereign state to decide which currency it will use, ensuring control over its monetary system. To address the confusion caused by currencies with similar names, the ISO 4217 system was introduced. This system uses three-letter codes, where the first two letters are derived from the country's ISO 3166-1 code, and the third letter represents the currency. For example, the United States dollar is identified as USD. This standardization is crucial in international trade, as it eliminates ambiguity and ensures clarity. Additionally, the International Monetary Fund employs a different system for currency identification, which may vary from ISO standards. Exchange rates are essential for facilitating trade between different currency zones. They represent the price at which two currencies can be exchanged. There are two main types: floating rates, determined by market forces, and fixed rates, maintained by government intervention. Central banks or monetary authorities play a crucial role in regulating currency production and influencing these rates. Additionally, countries may share a common currency, like the euro, or adopt foreign currencies as legal tender, such as the US dollar in Panama. Exchange rates significantly impact global trade by affecting the value of currencies, influencing imports, exports, and overall economic stability. The gold standard was a monetary system where currency value was directly tied to gold. Governments set a fixed price for gold, ensuring stability and reducing inflation risks. Historically, it was most prominent from 1871 to 1914, a period of global peace and economic growth. However, its rigid nature made it unsuitable for addressing economic crises, leading to its decline during events like the Great Depression. Eventually, fiat systems replaced the gold standard, offering greater flexibility by allowing currencies to derive value from government decree rather than physical commodities. This transition enabled more adaptable and dynamic economic policies. The gold standard and fiat systems represent two distinct approaches to monetary policy. Under the gold standard, currency is backed by physical gold, ensuring a fixed value but limiting flexibility. In contrast, fiat currency is not tied to any physical commodity, allowing its value to fluctuate based on market conditions and government policies. While the gold standard helps control inflation by restricting money issuance, it lacks the adaptability needed for modern economies. Fiat systems, on the other hand, offer greater flexibility but are more susceptible to inflation. Today, fiat currency is the global standard, reflecting the need for dynamic economic management in a complex world. A single world currency is a theoretical concept where one currency is used globally for all transactions, supported by a central bank. Proponents believe it could eliminate inflation risks, simplify international trade, and boost foreign investments. However, critics argue it would reduce national sovereignty and limit countries' ability to manage their own economies, especially during crises. Alternatives like multiple global currencies or digital currencies, such as Bitcoin, are also being considered. Additionally, ethical concerns like usury and the potential for increased wealth disparities add complexity to the discussion. Understanding these factors is crucial to evaluating the feasibility of a unified global currency. Special drawing rights, or SDRs, are international reserve assets created by the IMF to support global financial stability. Unlike traditional currencies, their value is based on a basket of five major currencies, ensuring stability and reducing risks tied to any single currency. SDRs play a crucial role during economic crises, allowing countries to exchange them for freely usable currencies. Introduced in 1969, their significance grew, especially after the 2009 Moon Panel's recommendation to use SDRs as a global reserve currency. By promoting economic equity and reducing dependency on dominant currencies like the US dollar, SDRs offer a balanced approach to international trade and finance. The Wokyu is a synthetic currency designed to stabilize international trade by using a weighted basket of currencies from the top 20 global economies. Its centralized issuance by United Global aims to simplify global payments and settlements. While the Wokyu offers potential benefits, such as reducing currency exchange risks, it also faces significant challenges. Economists argue that the US dollar already fulfills many of these roles without the inefficiencies of a single world currency. Additionally, issues like lack of trust among nations and threats to national sovereignty make the adoption of a synthetic currency like the Wokyu complex. These factors highlight the ongoing debates about its feasibility and necessity. Wealth redistribution is a multifaceted issue influenced by various economic and social factors. Central bank interest rates often favor wealthier individuals and regions, making it harder for poorer communities to access affordable credit. Economic policies can also create regional disparities, perpetuating cycles of poverty. Religious beliefs, such as prohibitions on usury, further shape lending practices and wealth distribution. The idea of a single global currency offers potential benefits like economic stabilization, but raises concerns about national sovereignty. Meanwhile, decentralized systems like blockchain promise more equitable wealth distribution but come with challenges like volatility and technological barriers. Addressing these issues requires thoughtful policies that promote inclusivity and equity in financial systems. Usury, or the practice of charging excessive interest, has been a contentious issue across cultures and religions. Christianity, Judaism, and Islam all prohibit usury, emphasizing fairness and compassion in financial transactions. However, in modern finance, high interest rates often create barriers for poorer individuals, exacerbating economic inequality. Central banks play a crucial role in setting interest rates, which can widen wealth gaps both within and between nations. Islamic banking offers an alternative by adhering to Sharia principles, avoiding interest, and promoting ethical lending. These challenges highlight the need for a balanced approach to lending that considers both economic growth and ethical fairness. The Indian rupee has a rich history, reflecting India's economic journey and modern financial needs. Initially linked to the British pound and later the US dollar, it transitioned to a basket of currencies in 1975. The rupee symbol, introduced in 2010, uniquely combines Indian and Latin elements, symbolizing cultural and economic identity. The Government of India oversees the minting of coins and 1 rupee notes, ensuring strict regulation. Significant milestones include the 2016 demonetization of 500 rupees and 1000 rupees notes, replaced by new denominations like 500 rupees, 2000 rupees, and later 200 rupees. Today, the Mahatma Gandhi New Series represents the current circulating notes, showcasing India's evolving currency system. The Government of India is solely responsible for minting coins and the 1 rupee note, as per the Coinage Act of 1906. Coins are produced at 5 government mints across the country. The Reserve Bank of India plays a crucial role in circulating these coins and banknotes, ensuring they meet the economic demands of the nation. Over the years, Indian currency has undergone significant changes, such as the inclusion of the Indian rupee symbol in 2012 and the demonetization of 500 rupees and 1000 rupees notes in 2016. New denominations like 200 rupees and redesigned 100 rupees notes have also been introduced to address evolving needs. Currently, a wide range of denominations from 1 rupee to 2000 rupees are in circulation, showcasing the dynamic evolution of Indian currency. Indian currency has undergone significant changes over the years, reflecting both economic needs and cultural identity. Currently, the denominations in circulation include 5 rupees, 10 rupees, 20 rupees, 50 rupees, 100 rupees, 200 rupees, 500 rupees, and 2000 rupees from the Mahatma Gandhi series and Mahatma Gandhi New series, along with 1 rupee notes from the Lion Capital series. In 2016, 500 rupees and 1000 rupees notes were demonetized, and new 500 rupees and 2000 rupees notes were introduced, followed by the addition of 200 rupees notes in 2017 and redesigned 100 rupees notes in 2018. The Reserve Bank of India manages the issuance of banknotes, while the Government of India mints coins and 1 rupee notes under the Coinage Act 1906. Coins are minted at 5 locations across the country. The Indian rupee symbol, a blend of the Devanagari Ra and Latin R, represents the nation's cultural and economic identity. Digital currency represents a revolutionary shift in how we perceive and use money. Unlike physical forms like coins and banknotes, digital currencies exist entirely in electronic form, encompassing virtual currencies, cryptocurrencies, and central bank digital currencies. They offer unique features such as instantaneous transactions, borderless ownership transfer, and enhanced security through technologies like distributed ledger systems. Examples like Bitcoin and the Bahamas Sand Dollar illustrate their growing adoption, with countries like El Salvador and China leading the way. These currencies are not only streamlining cross-border transactions, but also reshaping global trade and financial systems. With over 111 countries exploring digital currencies, their impact on the future of finance is undeniable. E-Gold, introduced in 1996, was a revolutionary step in the world of digital currencies. It allowed users to hold and transfer value digitally, with its value backed by gold, making it a secure and innovative option for online transactions. Despite its rapid growth and adoption, E-Gold faced regulatory challenges, particularly concerning compliance with financial laws, which ultimately led to its shutdown in 2008. However, its legacy lives on, as it laid the groundwork for the development of modern digital currencies, including cryptocurrencies. The story of E-Gold serves as a reminder of the critical need for regulatory compliance, security, and a strong legal framework in the digital currency space. Digital currencies represent a revolutionary shift in how we perceive and use money. They are electronic forms of currency that allow for instant transactions and borderless ownership transfers, making them highly versatile. The market for digital currencies has grown significantly, now valued at over $2 trillion, with countries like El Salvador adopting Bitcoin as legal tender. Centralized systems like CBDCs are issued by central banks, while decentralized systems, such as cryptocurrencies, rely on blockchain technology for security and transparency. These currencies have the potential to transform global trade by streamlining cross-border payments and addressing trade financing gaps. However, challenges like regulatory issues and infrastructure limitations must be addressed to fully realize their potential. Virtual currencies are a form of digital money that operates outside the control of central authorities. They are typically issued by developers and used within specific virtual communities, but they do not hold the status of legal tender. These currencies rely on cryptographic algorithms and blockchain technology, ensuring secure and transparent transactions. However, their decentralized nature presents significant regulatory challenges, as governments and financial institutions struggle to address issues like misuse and legal ambiguity. Despite these hurdles, virtual currencies are gaining traction for their potential in global trade and financial inclusion, marking a transformative shift in the financial landscape. Digital and virtual currencies, while both existing in electronic form, differ significantly in their characteristics and applications. Digital currencies can be regulated, often backed by central banks or financial institutions, and may even be recognized as legal tender. In contrast, virtual currencies are typically unregulated, controlled by developers, and lack the status of legal tender. Digital currencies are versatile, used for a wide range of transactions, whereas virtual currencies are often confined to specific platforms or communities. Examples of digital currencies include central bank digital currencies, PayPal, and bank deposits, while Bitcoin, Ethereum, and in-game currencies like World of Warcraft Gold represent virtual currencies. Understanding these distinctions is crucial for navigating the evolving landscape of digital finance. Cryptocurrencies have introduced a new set of challenges for regulators worldwide. Central banks and financial authorities are grappling with how to manage these decentralized assets, with over 24 countries investing in distributed ledger technologies. The legal status of cryptocurrencies varies significantly, with some nations embracing them while others impose strict bans. Cryptocurrencies have also been used to bypass economic sanctions, as seen in cases involving Russia, Iran, and Venezuela. Regulatory frameworks differ across regions, with countries like Switzerland adopting balanced approaches to foster innovation while ensuring investor protection. In the European Union, the e-money directive aims to streamline the regulation of electronic money institutions. These diverse approaches reflect the complexity of managing cryptocurrencies on a global scale. Cryptocurrencies are a revolutionary form of digital asset, defined by six key features. First, they operate without a central authority, relying on distributed consensus to maintain their state. Second, they provide a transparent overview of units and their ownership. Third, the creation of new units is governed by predefined rules, ensuring controlled issuance. Fourth, ownership is secured through cryptographic methods, making them highly secure. Fifth, they enable secure transactions where ownership changes are verified and authorized. Lastly, they resolve conflicts by executing only one transaction in case of conflicting instructions. Together, these features make cryptocurrencies a unique and robust medium of exchange. Bitcoin, introduced in 2009 by the pseudonymous Satoshi Nakamoto, is a groundbreaking decentralized cryptocurrency. It operates on blockchain technology, ensuring secure and transparent transactions without the need for intermediaries. Unlike traditional currencies, Bitcoin's value is determined by market supply and demand, making it independent of government control. A significant milestone in its adoption was El Salvador's decision to accept it as legal tender in 2021. However, Bitcoin is not without challenges, including regulatory scrutiny, environmental concerns from energy-intensive mining, and outright bans in some countries like China. Its unique features and global implications continue to shape discussions about the future of money and finance. Decentralized applications, or dApps, operate on blockchain networks, offering a range of functionalities that redefine traditional systems. Smart contracts automate agreements, removing the need for intermediaries. Decentralized finance, or DeFi, opens up financial services like lending and trading to anyone with internet access, bypassing traditional institutions. Tokenization allows for the creation of digital tokens, enabling fractional ownership of assets like real estate or art. Decentralized exchanges let users trade cryptocurrencies directly, ensuring privacy and control over funds. DApps also provide secure identity verification solutions and power gaming ecosystems with NFTs, allowing users to own and trade digital assets. These features collectively enhance transparency, security, and user empowerment in the digital economy. Blockchain technology is a revolutionary system that serves as a decentralized and secure ledger for recording transactions. It operates through a peer-to-peer network, ensuring that no single entity has control, which enhances trust and transparency. Beyond its use in cryptocurrencies, blockchain has found applications in industries like healthcare, finance, and supply chain management, offering unparalleled security and efficiency. The technology employs cryptographic methods to secure data, making it resistant to tampering. Additionally, timestamping and mining processes validate transactions and incentivize network participants. This combination of features makes blockchain a transformative tool for modern digital ecosystems. Timestamping is a critical process in cryptocurrencies, ensuring the validity and integrity of transactions on the blockchain. The proof-of-work method, the first timestamping scheme, relies on solving complex mathematical problems using algorithms like SHA-256 and Scrypt. In contrast, proof-of-stake secures the network by requiring users to prove ownership of cryptocurrency, offering a less energy-intensive alternative. Mining, a key part of validation, has become increasingly resource-intensive, requiring specialized hardware and significant energy consumption. To mitigate costs, miners often pool resources and share rewards. Overall, timestamping plays a vital role in maintaining a decentralized and secure financial system. Cryptocurrency mining is essential for validating transactions and maintaining the network security. Miners are rewarded with new cryptocurrency, which serves as an incentive for their efforts. Over time, technological advancements like ASICs and FPGAs have made mining more efficient. The high cost of equipment, electricity, and cooling systems often make mining economically challenging. To mitigate these challenges, miners often join pools to share resources and split rewards. Additionally, regulatory and geographical factors, such as energy costs, play a significant role in determining when mining operations are established, with countries like Iceland and Canada being popular choices due to their low electricity costs. Cryptocurrency wallets are essential tools for managing digital assets. They ensure pseudonymity by associating transactions with keys rather than personal identities, though exchanges may require identification for compliance. Most cryptocurrencies are fungible, allowing for interchangeability, but unique non-fungible tokens also exist for specific applications like digital collectibles. Transactions occur outside traditional banking systems, enabling peer-to-peer exchanges over the internet. Transaction fees vary based on network demand and complexity, with Bitcoin and Ethereum having distinct fee structures. Additionally, exchanges facilitate trading between cryptocurrencies and fiat money, while atomic swaps allow direct exchanges without intermediaries. These features make wallets indispensable in the digital economy. Cryptocurrency ATMs represent a significant milestone in making digital currencies accessible for everyday use. The first Bitcoin ATM, launched in 2014, allowed users to buy and sell cryptocurrencies with ease, using government-issued IDs for verification. On the other hand, initial coin offerings, or ICOs, have emerged as a popular yet controversial method for startups to raise funds. While they offer a way to bypass traditional financial regulations, they often face scrutiny under securities laws, such as the Howey test. Switzerland has become a key player in the ICO space, with its regulatory agency FINMA providing guidelines to balance innovation and investor protection. Together, these developments highlight the growing integration and challenges of digital currencies in the financial system. The legal status of cryptocurrencies varies significantly across the globe. In the United States and Canada, cryptocurrencies are legal but closely monitored, with investigations into scams and ICOs. Russia allows cryptocurrencies but restricts their use for purchases to the ruble, and they are also seen as tools to bypass sanctions. On the other hand, countries like Algeria, Bolivia, and Egypt have imposed absolute bans, while others like China and Bahrain have implicit restrictions. Venezuela has even created a state-backed cryptocurrency, the Petro, to circumvent US sanctions. These diverse approaches reflect the complex and evolving global landscape of cryptocurrency regulation. Electronic currency, or digital money, is a form of currency that exists in electronic form, allowing for quick and borderless transactions. It comes in various types, such as digital money for goods and services, network money for online transfers, and central bank digital currencies issued by central banks. Key characteristics include instantaneous transactions, borderless transfer capabilities, and enhanced transparency and security through cryptographic techniques. However, challenges like volatility, regulatory concerns, and debates over centralization versus decentralization hinder its widespread adoption. Examples of electronic currency include Bitcoin, e-gold, and CBDCs launched in countries like Nigeria and the Bahamas. Digital currencies are poised to transform international trade by addressing key inefficiencies. They can drastically reduce settlement times for cross-border payments, leveraging decentralized ledgers to process transactions in seconds. This is particularly beneficial for small and medium-sized enterprises, as public ledgers can help them secure loans by sharing financial histories. Additionally, Digital currencies provide alternative payment methods for high-risk regions, reconnecting them to global trade networks. However, challenges remain, such as ensuring financial inclusion for communities without access to digital infrastructure. Furthermore, questions about their impact on foreign exchange and investment frameworks highlight the need for careful policy guidance. Digital currencies hold great promise, but they fall short in solving some of the most pressing issues in international trade. For instance, financial inclusion remains a challenge, as many communities lack the infrastructure or resources to access digital currencies. Similarly, the fundamentals of trade, like comparative advantages, are not changed by digital currencies, leaving economically unstable countries at a disadvantage. Additionally, the intersection of digital currencies and foreign direct investment raises complex legal and regulatory questions, as existing frameworks like bilateral investment treaties were not designed with digital assets in mind. These limitations underscore the need for comprehensive solutions beyond just digital currencies. Digital currencies are revolutionizing the global economy by enabling faster, borderless transactions. Central bank digital currencies, or CBDCs, are being developed by countries like Nigeria and China to modernize their financial systems. Decentralized cryptocurrencies, such as Bitcoin, offer secure and tamper-proof transactions without the need for central authorities. However, challenges like regulatory uncertainties and infrastructure limitations still pose significant barriers to widespread adoption. Despite these hurdles, digital currencies hold the potential to address inefficiencies in cross-border payments and trade financing, though they may not fully solve issues like financial inclusion. In this lesson, we explore the fascinating evolution and classification of world currencies, from traditional fiat and commodity currencies to the rise of digital currencies. We delved into the mechanisms of exchange rates, the historical gold standard system, and the concept of a unified global currency. The role of blockchain technology and cryptocurrencies in reshaping global trade and finance was a key focus, highlighting their potential and challenges. Additionally, we examined the ethical implications of usury, wealth redistribution, and the regulatory landscape for cryptocurrencies. Finally, we discussed the future of digital currencies and their transformative impact on the global economy.